security, identity, a place to where you're giving a sense of purpose and destiny, a reason to get out of bed, a place where you receive affirmation, a place to where you're encouraged that whenever things are going wrong that day, you know you've got a place you can run to. I mean, you know there's always a place at home. My daughter's going through a really tough time right now, 20 years old, and it just seems like people just don't want to come at 20 years old into the depth that she's wanting to walk in God. Just nobody else wants to go that way. And so she's the weird one of the bunch. And so it seems like everything's pressing in on her this way, things pressing in on her that way. Her car breaks down this week and it's going to cost $500 to fix. She just 2 hours ago got out of oral surgery, having her wisdom teeth pulled. I mean, everything that can come against you. You know how we all have one of those weeks, at least every other week. And she comes in the house and wraps her arms around us and says, "It's so wonderful having a home where I'm comforted and protected. I don't know how I ever lived all those years, never receiving this house as my home. Would you just come in and just pray for me and just hold me and just love me?" Mom and Dad just sat down with her and just took her in her arms and we just held her and told her how wonderful she was and how she's going to make it through this season. That all that matters is what Mom and Dad think. You see, that's living life as if you have a home. But I don't know many people that live life as if they have a home. Most live life as if they don't have a home. And so they have to harden their heart. They have to fight and be independent and strive and be full of all this anger. And see, you either will live your life as if you have a home or you live your life as if you do not have a home. A quote by Henry Nouwen in The Return of the Prodigal. We either live our life hearing the voice of the Father say to you, you're the child the Father loves in whom He's well pleased and in whom His favor rests. You either get up in the morning and you just, somewhere deep inside here, you just hear the voice of perfect love telling you how handsome you are, how beautiful you are, how much He just wants to take you in His arms and just hold you, and His perfect love cast out all fear. We either live our life receiving His love and giving it away, or we live our life as if we don't have a home and there's another voice. The voice of the Father of lies telling you, nobody cares about you. They don't like you. Jack walked in, he talked to them, he walked right by you and didn't talk to you. You either hear the voice of the Father of creation that's constantly speaking words of love and comfort, or we're more familiar with the voice of the Father of lies that is always condemning and accusing. And in a study by Mark Verkler, it revealed that 80% of Christians' thinking is negative and in agreement with the accuser of the brethren, living life as if we don't have a home. And see, in this hour in church history, God's come to restore the heart of the Father to the children. Because instill the heart of the Father until the heart of the Father is restored to the children, I'll never be at home and be able to make my house a home for my daughter and my son. And until the heart of the Father is restored to the children and the heart of the children restored to the Father, there's a curse that's upon the land. And the curse is over every nation. It's the curse of fatherlessness. It's the social crisis throughout the world. And it's left two spirits on the earth today. Those with a spirit of sonship, living life as if they have a home. And those who live life as if they don't have a home. The orphan spirit. And see, the orphan spirit has been released on the earth today through the sons of Ishmael. Through the Arab nation. Through the terrorists that are within the land.